I mean, obviously, one comes to mind is disappointing, a little bit embarrassed, knowing what we had or what we have in, at stake, what was these last three games to get into the playoffs. Disappointing.
Justin, some of your teammates talked about there was not enough sustained intensity throughout the game. Did you have that same sense? And if so, when did you feel it started to slip away?
I would say that's a good way of putting it. I think we came out and got the pick in the first quarter, the first play of the game. Wasn't able to create any momentum on offense after that. And then came back and held them to a field goal. So, the first two drives on defense, we kind of played okay. Obviously we could have played better and held them out of the field goal. But it just seems like after that, they started bleeding us a little bit. Didn't really make too many big plays, which has kind of been our Achilles heel all season on defense, big plays. But they just converted, got into a lot of third and short situations and converted and kept drives going. And give those guys credit, man. They came in here with a plan and they executed very well. But I don't know where exactly our energy level decreased. I'm playing a game back in my head and I don't know how to tell you what went wrong. Obviously something went wrong. We didn't make enough plays, I guess. It wasn't like we just got physically or out-schemed or whatever it may be. I think they made plays when they had to, and we didn't.
They actually had a bunch of third and longs that they made plays on, third and 12,
a bunch?
Third and 14, third and 17.
I don't know if it was a bunch, but I think the biggest thing for us was those third and ones. I think they made probably two or three third and longs. I remember the third and 17, and obviously that's heartbreaking. Anytime you get a team at third and 17, you think you're getting off the football field. That was our Achilles heel today, getting them off the field, the third down. Well, that's short or long. We just didn't. We didn't get them off the football field. And those long drives, you keep them on the field that long, and they're gonna start, getting some confidence and finding out things that worked against us. And we didn't find a way to, make the plays when it was needed.
You talked 2 weeks ago about thinking not being able to sleep, thinking about how the intensity is up and down and up and down. I'm guessing you're no closer to an answer than this one.
Not at all. Honestly, I'm sitting up here and I'm babbling because I don't even know how to answer your questions. I really don't know what to tell you. And, some of the things that I have in my gut to say, I'll keep to myself.
Well, let's look ahead. Next week, obviously, Jen's coming in. There'll be more media attention. You guys, would you say that's going to probably help focus and perhaps put this game behind a little faster?
Honestly, unfortunately, yes. It shouldn't be that way, but yes. I think, we are... Our backs are definitely against the wall now. And, this game is going to be a lot of intensity to it just because, both teams are playing for playoff spots. The intensity that is, the rivalry that is, the Jets-Giants rivalry as far as, who owns New York or whatever it may be. It's going to be a lot of emotions flying in that football game. And, as hard as it is for me to put this game behind us, because I know we just let another one slip away, that's exactly what we got to do. And it's going to be a shorter week. We play on Saturday, so it's going to fly by fast, and I think that's a good thing. I think it's going to be a good way for us just to, get this game out of our system, because I got a big knot in my stomach right now for how we just played.
Justin, Eli has engineered so many comebacks this year. Could this have been a day that maybe you guys could have had his back?
I would have loved to have thought that. Like you said, he's played awesome all year, and I think this is the one game where it just seems like our offense couldn't get on track the entire game. You give Washington a lot of credit for the scheme they had and their defensive effort. But even on the sideline at 4 minutes, I'm still looking at the clock like, hey, I've seen stranger things happen, and that's the belief we have in Eli and those guys out there. They can, it just seems like sometimes they can just snap their fingers and started getting it going. But it didn't happen today, and it would have been nice if we could have kept our defense could have kept the score a little bit closer, where they wouldn't have had to be so uphill. But it happened.
Justin, do you think is it almost a worst case scenario that you have to try to keep your season alive by beating the Jets, and consider everything you said before about the rivalry, and then they potentially could be the team that could knock you out?
Yeah, obviously. I know them well. They will come in here and definitely want nothing more than a knockout in our season. So, but I mean, regardless of the fact, even if we were, you know, and clinched the playoff by whatever, I mean, they're gonna want to come and beat us, and vice versa. So I don't know if it really matters that the two teams are playing for playoff spots, or you know, or this is our season here. I don't think it matters. The intensity of this game is gonna be the intensity of this game, and you know, as a competitor, you can't help but love. You know, hopefully what's going to happen next Saturday.
Justin, what makes you think this team can win out and make the playoffs?
I mean, I still have the biggest confidence in this football team. Sometimes we just come out and lay an egg, and today we laid an egg. But I've seen us rebound so many times in my short career here, and I know the character of those guys in that locker room. And it's no quitters in there. It's guys are, you know, this week are going to, you know, look themselves in the mirror and know that we got to play our best game and sustain it throughout the next game and throughout the rest of the season, whether that's two games or we make a playoff run or not. You know, it's a lot of guys that are very prideful in that locker room, and this week will be, I hate to say the word wake-up call, because it never should come down to that, but I think it will be a wake-up call, because I think sometimes we get at home and think we can just, you know, make things happen when we need to. And today was an eye-opener that you have to keep that intensity going the entire game. You can't allow yourself to relax, because any team can beat you in any given moment. I mean, it's the NFL. They get paid, too. And, you know, they had a lot of intensity coming in this football game, and we weren't able to match it for the entire game.
Justin, that said, given the personnel on your defense, how is it that it's been playing the way it has? New Orleans, Green Bay, Dallas. I mean, you've been here a long time. Is this one of the most disappointing stretches of defense that you've noticed?
Yeah, I would say so. And I said earlier, I wish I could give you direct answers to your questions, but I think we're all searching for answers as far as why. I think we're all searching for a spark. You know, I think we all are looking at ourselves and, you know, saying, you know, how can I do better? Yeah, that's the tough thing, because we haven't seen to find a consistent answer. I mean, we've had stretches where we played okay, but it's nothing that has been sustained.
Justin, as a team leader, and you said you're searching for answers, but you have some things that maybe internally you think you don't want to say, but would this be a week where you would challenge your teammates? Would you try to light that competitive fire as the leader you've been on this team, even knowing that you're banged up right now?
We'll see. I try to light the fire in just about everything I do, and y'all know me. I don't like talking much, and unfortunately this year, injuries have kept me from playing the way I want to play too. But you know, in searching for those answers, we're going to try everything possible.
Justin, how did you feel today?
I felt okay. You know, obviously I still got some things lingering, but I felt okay. I'll be on the field, barring anything new.
Intro Wall said that one of the problems was that during the week, you guys don't have your team in practice because guys are not fighting their injuries as much as they need to. Mm-hmm. He's not calling anyone out, he specifically said no. But is that an issue with us? Are people not, you know, toughening up enough to get out there on practice?
You know, I don't know. The one thing I understand is this: no one knows your body better than you do. And I would hope, and I do believe, that every guy on this football team, when they're able to go out and help their football team play the game, they do that. When I was young, I used to look at some of the older guys when they missed practice and kind of, you know, gave me a look like, man, he probably could be out here. Now that I've kind of been through that and done that, I always tell guys it's easy to be tough when you're doing it with somebody else's body. So, you know, I don't have any positives about that, any negatives about that. I know that football is a physical game, and you're not going to feel 100%. And And, you know, certain guys' pain thresholds are a lot stronger than others. So I just trust and believe that, you know, our 53 will go out there and just try to do whatever they can to help us win. I told you, I was searching for answers because the first quarter we played, you know, I thought we came out. I think the crowd was in it. I thought we was feeding off the crowd. I saw guys moving around, excited about being on the football field. And then, well, we didn't sustain it. I think we had lulls in the game where it just wasn't sustained. So, I mean, I don't think it was anything starting the game. I think we started fast, you know. When we came out of the locker room, the first thing I told guys when we called it up, let's start fast, let's get the crowd into it. We did that. Maybe I should have said, let's start fast and finish faster. But
two more questions for Justin.
No.
When did you feel it start to dissipate?
I mean, honestly, I was so engulfed in the game that I don't really know. I'm just playing the game back in my head, and I think when they went up 10-0, and our offense didn't go down and get any points on the board at that point, I thought it might have started slip there. Maybe a little doubt, but I'm not sure.
Last